Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. There's a lot of crying out going on in our scriptures today, crying out for joy and lament. In our first reading from Acts, we hear about the devout men making a loud lament over martyr Apostle Stephen. And we hear later that the signs of healing and the great works, people are crying out in a loud voice. This morning I joined our St. John the Evangelist school bird club outside. We did a little birding before Mass out on the environmental trail. And taking the time to listen to all of the earth crying out with joy to the Lord. There's also mixtures of cries of joy and lament. One of the wonderful things about birding, which I really know nothing about, is how much listening is really important. And what all sounds the same to an untrained ear like mine, really all different kinds of cries that and different reasons, cries for food or for mating or for warning or, you know, protecting place, all different ways that the earth is crying out to the Lord. We can see something like this in our own lives, our constant need to cry out to the Lord for all the things that we need. And yet God keeps all things in his love. This time of the year, there's a lot of bird migration happening, and one of the distinctions that they talked about this morning at our club was some birds are residents in the area. They come up and they're going to make their nests in this area, and some are just passing through as migrants. They have a further way to go, and it's a helpful way to think about our lives. Here in this earth, in this world, are we residents or are we migrants? In a way, I think it's both. Actually, we have to make our lives in this world. We're given important work to do, our vocations and ways of serving God and the people of this earth. And we have to make our lives and create good and just laws and things like that. But zooming out, we're also migrants. We are on our way back to the Lord. And so this is why the Father sent the Son to us. Jesus is in this way the first migrant, the one that God sent to us so that we might know the way back to the Father. We're migrants in this world, but on our own, we don't know the way back to God. And like birds, we need food to get there. And so in this way, our crying out is a sign of our deep hunger and need for the Lord to sustain us, so that the Lord is both the end, but also the way. God provides both the end, where all of our yearnings and leadings are, but the Lord also provides us the food for the journey. And so this is what Jesus has been sent by the Father to do, to show us the way to the Father, but also to give us the food we need to find our way back to the Father, so that we can complete our migrant journey on earth. The liturgy calls us the pilgrim church on earth. We are migrant people destined for God, and if God is the end, God will always provide us the way as well. And so we have been moving through these Eucharistic readings in the Gospel of John. Jesus tells us, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger." And so as we move from word to table, the sacrament of the Eucharist today, we see how in our migrant journeys here on earth, we need the Eucharist to sustain us so that we may finally arrive at home.